This is being recorded for the Voice Team Mystery Box 2024 event for the Do the Weird Thing Challenge. And the thing I'm trying here is that this story was written, inspired by the album A Divorce Before Marriage by I Like Trains. And so I thought, I'm also cold redefinition-toing this for my Bring Your Own Bonus. And so I thought, what about trying to play live music in the background while recording? So I don't know how well it's gonna pick up. I hope it's not too loud or too quiet. Let's try that. But I will play that in the background and we will see how that goes. So, One Half, written and read by Blue Dreaming. More coffee. Tai Chi nods, distracted by his emails. But when he glances up, it's not to see a waiter refilling his cup, but rather a familiar grin. Jiaya laughs as he sputters around a mouthful of coffee, reaching for a handful of serviettes to toss in his face. What? Tai Chi asks, eloquent as ever. How? He crumples the wet serviettes into a sad lump and dumps them on the empty plate. He's still a little tongue-tied, but he's pretty sure that his glaring right now is definitely getting the point across. You said you were only coming Earthside in autumn. Jiaya shrugs, brushing the loose tendrils of her hair behind her ear. She's just as messy as always. Tai Chi isn't sure if he's relieved that she looks the same as ever, or disappointed in himself that it can still make his heart turn somersaults in his chest. He thought he was over this. Jiaya isn't interested anyway. Not that way. We were wrapping up the study, she says, waving a hand as though that somehow explains the science. And Tsutomu is doing the reports anyway, so I got asked to run this new thing with our heirs. She grins, but Tai Chi feels his heart sink a little, even though he wasn't supposed to be having any expectations anyway. Although, it's okay to miss a best friend and want them around, right? He blinks, giving himself just that moment of darkness before everything is tucked away again, as he opens his eyes, beaming. That's great, he says, reaching over to muss up Chiaya's hair, just the same as before. She fake scowls. He laughs, and everything is as good as it ever was. The end. Well, we'll see how that turns out. I'm kind of curious. This is also making me think about the story again. So, yep. Also, I wish I knew if this song was just coming to an end. No, this is a long one. Okay, well, we'll have to end there. I will boost the volume down as we go.